time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the pod motherfucking cast.
Yeah. Happy Black History Year.
Word.
You already know. Oh, shit, man. What's good, man? How you doing?
And it's all good, man. You know.
Yeah?
Yes, sir. You know, steady on the grind. Steady working my way through, you know what I'm saying, mental, spiritual obstacles out in this bitch, you know. And feeling
keeping
good about
your head above water.
You know what I'm saying? Making the way where we can. Temporary layoffs, nigga. Good times.
But it's good times. But it's good times. That's what's up. That's good to see. That's good to hear. Yeah, man. That's what it is.
Yeah.
I hear that shit. Yeah, I'm feeling good, man. I'm just in the world, man. Trying to make the most of this shit. You know?
Some classic niggas. You know? niggas start that shit off with all of the cliche pleasantries, black man pleasantries and shit. Shit, I'm out in the world, man. Shit, making the way, nigga. It's all good.
It's a lot of vague conviction. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't say nothing, but I meant that shit for sure. I feel that, man. Shit. Yeah, man. Nah, I'm chilling, man. I feel good, bro. I was, you know, bro. I don't know why I've been saying bro. I don't know who I've been hanging out with. I was just saying that shit for the last few weeks. I'm like, yo, what is going on?
Yeah, I hear the kids.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know what's going on. That shit is not native to my tongue. I'm not even going to say that, you know. But speaking of native tongues, rest in peace to True Goy. You know,
too.
Yeah, man. That shit was sad when I heard that. I was watching the post game of the Super Bowl, and they were saying Dave Joliker at first. Well, that's the name I heard. And then they showed his. I was showed the picture. I was like, oh hell no. And it's just, you know, it was weird because certain MCs, you really just don't know their real name. Like, right. From the old school, like, certain cats, you just didn't know who they were. That was True Goy. Right. You know what I'm saying? That was, you know, Plug 2.
Yeah, you don't know Big Daddy K name. I mean, you might, but I...
Well, know. I do. I do that one. Antonio Hardy, I think.
Yeah, didn't care.
Yeah, I think.
Hey, that's Big Daddy K.
There you go. Yeah, I do that one. But, yeah, man, like, you know, just respect and salute. You know, De La is a huge. I don't even realize how influential they are to me as a fan and just as a hip hop. You know what I mean? You know, lover or whatever. Like, just their sensibility, their humor. You know, their approach to the craft was always so different and offbeat and like against the grain, but with their own bravado about it, you know, like super self-aware, real self-deprecating at times, but with an edge. Like, don't think you could shit on us. We have the jokes here, but don't, you know what I mean? De La Soul Is Dead is like, that could be in my top five hip hop albums of all time. It's very, very far up there. That shit is such a great album. And, you know, it's just sad to, see this man go like this, especially when it was so close to, and they just, I guess they got their publishing back. They're about to re-release their catalog. Not re-release, but they have their catalog released to streaming. And, you know, they own it and all of that. So it was like in the midst of a, you know, somewhat of a victory lap.
Right.
You know. Yeah. But,
And I think, you know, that's part of, you know, one of the things that slowed down knowing really who they were. You know what I'm saying? That the catalog was jammed up and not being able to be streamed. Like you said, you mentioned De La Soul Is Dead, and I can't really... You know what I'm saying? Recall all the songs on it because you haven't been able to revisit the motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? So that's one thing. But I will say this about Plug 2, True Groy. Uh-huh. He was an inspiration to me as far as style, you know, style goes. You know, when he came out with the peace sign cut up there up top in the front, I went and did the same shit. You know what I'm saying? That was like, you know what I'm saying? It was like very unique thing to do, and not that many people caught on to it. But when I did it, you know what I'm saying, it felt like, yeah, nigga, I'm different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But,
you know what I'm saying? But, you know, a little known Black history fact, you know what I'm saying, a Dade County Black history fact is that true, you know, the Dade County look and the football player look with the dreads and all that shit. He started it.
Wow.
Now I'm going to break that shit down of how it came from him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Go ahead.
Because, you know, when they came to me, myself, and our video came out, he had, of course, the peace sign cut there, but then he had the hair big. It had grown out, and it was twisted. You know what I'm saying? And so, like, just a big nappy, you know, blob on top of your head. And so this one cat, Newkirk, he did the same thing to his high top. You know what I'm saying? He grew it out and had it twisted up. And, you know, he was such an arbiter of style in Miami. A lot of cats picked up on it and started doing it. And the style became known as De La's. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay.
So the original twist was De La's. You know what I mean? Then I think it's even a song called Shake Your De La's. You know what I'm saying? And so when everybody started to get the twist, Newkirk let his lock up. And he grew him out into the big doodle dreads of the Jay-Z look of what Jay-Z trying to do right now.
Right, right, right.
You know what I'm saying? So then everybody started letting their daylights lock up and then growing out. And the more aggressive you let your shit grow, I guess, the more intimidating you look. You know what I'm saying? The more fearsome. So that became the look. Gold teeth and dreads. But it was all started, initiated by the daylights. So, you know, I know a lot of people probably don't know that. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people who wearing them shits right now probably don't know that. That's where it kind of started, but that's where it started. For Miami niggas.
There you go. From De La's to dreads. Miami Black History Moment. Ali Muhammad. Now that's real shit. That is real, niggas. Etymology of the origin story. Niggas sitting at the shit on top of their head. They ain't even know. They niggas scratching his dreads right now. Like, who would have known? Right. That's big, man.
Who would have known?
Right. Yeah, that's yeah, look at that shit. That's impact.
Yeah.
Oh shit, man. And you know, while we at it, also rest in peace, salute to Boone Pacino. You know?
Damn, that shit right there was out of the blue.
Yeah, man, that shit was very sad. Creator of Respect Life, the web series, you know, former past guest, Brooklyn MC, you know. You know, I was, you know, shit, we were fans of the, you know, of what he was doing. It was his contribution, man. If you haven't yet, check out Respect Life on YouTube. It's definitely worth your time. It's a great piece of work, you know. Yeah, man, it's just sad when, you know, found that out.
Yeah.
Like, damn.
Yeah, I saw that shit. That shit was like, damn, nigga. Like, I ain't even have time to research it if it was a hoax or not. You know what I'm saying? I sent it to you and Felicia, because you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh.
We've all had these same discussions about, you know, him. You know, after he came on the show and all that stuff. You know, and both of y'all were, you know, fans of the web series. So I was like, I thought to put it in a group text, but then I was like, I don't even know what these. You know what I'm saying? Who number is this?
Cold group text is always weird, right? Hey, yeah, I can dig it. Salute though, Felicia.
Nah, that was it.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Damn. Yeah, check out Respect Life, man. That shit was good. He was mellow on Respect Life.
Word.
Oh man. Yeah, but shit is good though. I can't complain, man. I was out and about yesterday, you know, just hitting mics, you know, did new jokes, and I was just kicking it. You know, I've been trying to be a little, you know what's so interesting? I talked about this, and it's so weird because it's almost like, I don't know, it feels so, I got a parking spot, right? Mm-hmm. I told you, I was gifted a parking spot. I don't know if I talked about this shit. It's a very New York gift, but I was gifted a parking spot.
Wait, by my sister. A permanent spot?
Not a permanent spot. A few months of parking.
Oh, okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a hell of a gift.
With that. That's a beautiful gift. It's one of the best gifts I've gotten in my entire 45 years of living. Shit is amazing. Shit is amazing because it's something that I probably would have never given myself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And it even still feels like an embarrassment of riches. You know, because if you say that type of shit around certain people, it's almost like... And I had to check myself as I was driving home yesterday. I was like, you shouldn't feel no type of way. But like, you know, when people find out you drive, especially they find out where you live at, they be like, damn, but I mean, parking is crazy over there. Da 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 da. What's up with you? You know, and I be like, hey, we got a spot. Get the fuck out of here. Anyway, since I've had this spot, you know, we'll see how low it goes on. But since I've had this spot, there's a couple things that, you know, there's always been the conversation of time versus money, mm-hmm. right? And I've said this before on the pod. I could literally look for a parking spot for beyond a podcast, like at least an hour and some change. Like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's crazy, right? So what I would also find myself doing, and it took me a little while to even get out of it with knowing that I had a spot, was like, I was quick to just get the fuck out of wherever I was at. Hurrying home. Whenever I was done, whatever I needed to do, I'm out of here because I'm trying to beat the motherfucking the parking people. You know what I'm saying? Like, especially where I live at, people are settling in. And I also work at night, so most people are already settled. So it's even, you know what I mean? I got my man, shout out to my man. Well, I ain't going to shout him out, but my man, Chinese restaurant, my man at the Chinese restaurant, the owner of the Chinese restaurant, I know his schedule, right? Because oftentimes I'll pull up on him and take his spot. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And what's crazy is there's two Chinese restaurants in the vicinity, and one is better than the other to me. You know, mm-hmm. the one that I get the spot from is number two.
Right.
So I be feeling bad because I don't always, you know what I'm saying? I don't always patronize them, but every so often I'll buy a, you know, be the guilty four chicken wigs and fried rice just to, you know what I'm saying? You know, the tithe or whatever. But anyway, so like I would, you know, I'd try to get back right before he pull off or whatever, or just try to get the fuck back. Now that, that's not really an issue at the moment. I've been saying, well, fucking, I'm gonna hang out a lot more, right? Mm-hmm. Particularly like in the, you know, in the clubs or whatever. That's always a thing. You should hang out, you know, da 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 da. Like, things can happen, whatever, you know. And then in the business of comedy, more often than not, you'll get more work through comedians than anybody else. You know what I'm saying? Because they just know you. They know what you do. They see you on stage, whatever. You top of mind, more so than in the buildings and everything else. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So I just been trying to do that. And I don't always like to hang out, but I'm like just trying to push myself to just be out there, whatever. So I was out. I did new jokes at the Fat Black Pussycat. And then I was just kicking it. Typically, I'd be jetting, but I was kicking it. We talking shit. You know what I'm saying? Me and a bunch of comics and shit. Shout out to Will Silvince, my man Sim. You know, just a bunch of other cats. And we like almost closing it down. And then my man Mayron came upstairs. He was in the Village Underground. It was a show down there. I didn't even really know there was a show down there. He was like, yo, D, you want to do some time? I was like, hell yeah. So then I got to rock on that show, and that shit was fun. But it was just like, you know, just being available, just being out and about and like really like living in this shit. And I, you know, in a minute, I'm going to have a bit of a decision to make. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going, if I'm going to maintain this situation, because it ain't cheap, and it would be, I guess, an investment. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So I don't know, man. I'm I'm debating. I'm strongly looking at it because I appreciate that fucking weight is off my shoulder, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, that shit feels crazy. Maybe it could be a little different when it gets warmer, but like, it's a thing. That shit could kill. It could kill a lot of shit. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, no, I'm debating on that. But let me ask you this. Go ahead. Talk.
How far the spot away from the crib?
It's not far at all. About shit. About a block.
Nah. So right there.
Yeah.
You ain't giving that shit up, nigga. I don't care.
Let's see. Hopefully not. We'll see.
The yearly cost, you probably looking at some shit. I spent that on this motherfucking shit over here. Fuck.
That's
that.
What I might have to do. Yeah, man. I'm running budget. I'm gonna look at it in the budget. I'm gonna try to figure it out. And I feel like, you know, if it could be just once it's justified in the budget, it's in there. You know what I mean? Like, if the budget say so, we good money.
Because what's going to happen is, man, you're going to start thinking about all them times you got to travel. You know what I'm saying? And where you going to put your car when you got to go. Mm-hmm. All them trips you ain't take because you ain't have nowhere to put your ride. You know what I'm saying? All that shit going to factor in, dog. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Being in Brooklyn and you had to go, like, when it's holiday time and you go down south for the holiday, nigga, you got to find somewhere for the car. You be like, ah, oh, nigga.
Yeah. Thinking about what's going on. Yeah, right. How your car doing?
That's a whole nother member of the family on the trip by the time you pay for the parking spot. You know what I'm saying? Just for that time. Mm-hmm. You know, so.
Right, right.
You know, and being down south and just being able to pull into the garage and shit like that, nigga, that's like, I went back to New York like, nigga, I don't know how I did it. You know what I'm saying?
Cause, so crazy.
Because for real, you know what I'm saying? If you slip and you ain't home in the right time to get a perfect spot, you putting in an hour. You know what I'm saying?
At least.
Because, you know, even in the morning, because it's like, okay, you got the little side streets that may be on a different schedule that may be shifted an hour from your block. And so you pull in there, like the easy way is to pull in there and just wait for the time. You know what I'm saying? And then, okay, okay, when they get about 5 minutes close, you like, cool. And then, you know, get to walking. But that's an hour. And I've talked to many New Yorkers. And I had this idea sitting in the car one time, like, shit, you could do it. Like you said, you could do a podcast called Alternate Side. You know, it's alternate side parking. And I done talked about 3-4 New Yorkers had the same idea because you just sitting in that bitch. Doing nothing, you know, making calls.
There's a comedian, Pete Corielli. He used to do that. He used to do a podcast called Alternate Side with Pete Corielli.
Right.
And he did it right in his car when he's waiting for Alternate Side parking. That's because it's real. You're sitting there. You ain't got shit else to do. You fucking captive.
Right.
Yeah.
Just be productive on the air.
Yeah, man. So we'll see. We'll see what's what. But, yeah, should feel good in the moment. I ain't gonna lie to you. I am not gonna lie to you. Oh shit, man.
Nah, that's what's anyway. Up. That's what's up. Shit. Yeah, that's a hell of a New York gift.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, man. It's crazy how luxurious common amenities are in New York. If we talked about this shit, but it's just like it's crazy stuff that is basically standard everywhere else in the world, in the country for sure. Standard, man. New York, that shit is a premium. We living in this bitch a la carte. It is crazy.
But that shit is a whole motherfucking headache. Yes, sir.
You can make it here. You can make it anywhere. That is gaslighting.
You can make it there, nigga. You're already good mostly everywhere. Except San Francisco.
Great Charlotte. You know what I'm saying?
You good, nigga.
You just chilling. Everybody like, calling you big dog.
You like, nigga, I got a parking spot in front of my house in my driveway, nigga? What?
Are you serious?
I could just pull right in and get out and go in the house?
Just go to sleep?
Police can't come on my yard and tow me? Shit, nigga, you got to be kidding me.
Amazing.
Sensational.
Yeah, that's it. I'll take it. Oh, hell shit, no. Man.
So anyway. You watched that football game?
I did watch that football game, man. You know what's so funny, though? I fucked around and missed the first quarter, damn near a lot of the second quarter, because I thought it started at 7:30. I read somewhere it started at 7:30. So I'm in the, you know, I'm just setting up and doing all that other shit. I turn it on. This shit's 7:07 already. I'm like, damn. Yeah. But I watched it. Did you watch it?
Yeah, it was a good game. Good game.
It was a really good game. Yeah. I hated how it ended with that penalty, even though my man did cop to the penalty. I thought it was kind of a...
I mean, you know. Shit happens. You can't hold on a motherfucker. I know, you know.
Nah, you can't hold. But it wasn't like a super egregious. Yeah, you know. But, you know, he copped to it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was a good-ass game. I mean, you know, salute to both teams. Your man Jalen Hurts was getting busy. He was on his way to an MVP.
Yeah.
Then he
fumbled the bag.
Yeah.
Or a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
But, you know.
And you know Patty.
I was going for Philly.
Mahomes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I ain't really had no. I mean, I guess I was. I got a bunch of people from Philly. So, I, you know, it's good to see them get one off. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my man, West Manchild. Shout out to my man, Sense. I mean, they are, you know, fanatics and shit.
For real, like, but, shout out to Chill Moody, who was, like, you know what I'm saying, doing all their music all season. Like, this nigga went to the Super Bowl with they ass. You know, I don't know if he physically went, but shit, he was in the Super Bowl year doing all their shit. So, shout out to Chill Moody.
Yeah. I was watching Game Theory, Bomani Jones' show. And I forget my man, he's a comic, I forget my man, but he made a funny little, he posed an interesting question. He was like, what would be worse damage-wise if Philly won or Philly lost? You know what I mean? Because my man Wes sent me this video. This is before the Super Bowl even kicked off. The whole, it's like, their fans are ridiculous. Like, they barbarians. It's like a whole bunch of these motherfuckers, and they turned over, fuck, it looked like a Mitsubishi Galant or something like that. Flipped that shit on its roof. Just somebody's car. I don't know whose car it was. I would hate whoever's car it was. They had to take that L because that mob was ridiculous. But this is pre-Super Bowl. This ain't even a win. This ain't a loss. This is just the pregame. Let's flip somebody's automobile on its back and see what's what. And I'm like, damn. Yeah, but
they be tripping.
Yeah,
but I think it would have been worse if they won.
Yeah, probably. Well, see, that's the thing, because they won a few years ago, so maybe they would have been acclimated. Who knows? Who knows? I don't know. But it is what it is. It was a good ass game though. It was fun. It was good to watch. Yeah.
You think of
Rihanna's?
Oh yeah, Rihanna.
Was it at the Crillo? Okay. Was it at the Crillo? Yeah. Which think of? Would you watch that?
Ah, man, I watched it in Cleveland with my cousin.
That's what's up. Yeah. That's what it is. At the crib or
at the crib, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
You know, yeah. He about to take a long trip, so, you know, went and sat down with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, watched the game. Because, you know, he was my Super Bowl partner, you know what I'm saying? Shit, since we've been grown, you know what I'm saying? That was our thing, hitting the big events, you know, Super Bowl.
All-star, too. Yeah.
Super Bowl being the first one, you know what I'm saying, and the big one.
Wow.
You know, he came when it was in Miami, came down, we hung out, and shit, we got to it. Then, you know, from year after that, that's what we would do. And, you know, it seemed fitting to go holler at him, you know what I'm saying, and watch the game with him on that occasion, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it makes sense.
That was cool.
Tonight, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, man. What y'all eat?
Shit, dry aged ribeyes, you know what I'm saying? Taters, motherfucking spinach, lollipop, lamb chops.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Spread. Okay. Yeah. I can dig it. I had that shit.
We ate good. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We ate good.
That's what it is.
So that was cool, good. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully we can do it again soon.
That's what's up. Yeah, man. So Rihanna's performance, you know.
That was, you know, I've never been a a studier of Rihanna's, you know, live performance. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I always, you know, a lot of people like to say, you know what I'm saying, she ain't the best singer and all that type of shit, but I always like, you know, Rihanna's biggest talent within this time frame of the 21st century is keeping people's attention. And, you know, she knows, mm-hmm. she knows how to motherfucking do that. That's why she worth a billion right now. But mm-hmm. I didn't know how this show was going to pan out. You know, I thought they was going to do how they usually did and pad it with a lot of guest performances and shit like that. You know what I'm saying? And I knew it would be a lot of dancers and a lot of showmanship, you know what I'm saying,
mm-hmm.
to kind of, you know, balance out her style of presenting. But mm-hmm. I was, you know what I'm saying, I'm a fan of how she played mm-hmm. that shit, and she killed that shit to me, you know what I'm saying? Like, using, not going out of her bag, and they mm-hmm. they pieced the show together around her style. I was like, oh, they killed that shit. The style, the look, the way she fucking integrated her fucking brand and her fucking marketing. She mm-hmm. won like mm-hmm. a motherfucker, man.
mm.
So,
yeah.
Salute. You yeah. know what I'm saying?
Salute.
No assistance needed. Got down.
yeah. Yeah, it was cool. I think Rihanna's thing, to your point, is keeping people's attention. She's a mood, as people say. You know what I'm saying? She is some, you know what I mean? Like, Rihanna is Rihanna. You know, it's almost, it's very singular. It's this constant cool, you mm-hmm. know, in the midst of, like, might be one of the coolest billionaire motherfuckers. Very humble, very chill, like, move like not a billionaire. You know, I don't know if the numbers are right, but I was looking at one of these, I believe it was on Forbes, and they were ranking black billionaires, and Rihanna over Jordan, which was crazy to me, the way niggas is killing each other over these sneakers. I'm like, wow.
Niggas ain't buying them like they used to.
But shit, it's been how many years? Maybe, I mean, I guess it's year over year, whatever, how you want to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, this year, she definitely jumped over the jump, man.
But guess what?
Guess what? What's up?
You see it on every day on this Instagram and on the internet. Motherfuckers buy that makeup more than they buy them Jordans, man.
That's true. I guess so. Yeah, it makes sense. That makes sense.
They stockpiling that shit, man. And they using it like a motherfucker. So
yeah,
she jumped in the right business.
Yeah. So look, I didn't have like much expectation regarding the performance going. You know what I mean? Like, it was more about to be like the attitude, you know, how she gonna handle it, you know. I was a little I was surprised by the fact, not even surprised, but I guess kind of surprised. It was unconventional, I guess, that she was going to do the Super Bowl with no new music. I was thinking maybe a week or two prior to it, she might drop a single at least. And then even there was talks just bugging out, like just pie in the sky shit. Maybe she, you know, be like, yo, new album just dropped. Y'all go stream that shit. Something, you know, something fly, like to take advantage of it on a musicality level. But again, like I said, it's her brand is beyond the music. That's just under the umbrella. Right. You know, she dropped that merch. She had the merch. She had the cool, you know, the marketing campaigns, the trailers and all of that shit. That was dope.
Shout out to Sean P who shot the trailer video out there.
Yeah, I saw you shit. Yeah. That's shout big. Nah, that was dope. That was really dope. You know, I like the little moment where she applied her makeup in mid performance. It reminded me of LL dropping "For You by You," "For Us by Us" in the middle of the Gap commercial. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's not forget here. This little shameless plug. This is also what I do. You know what I'm saying? Since it's 28 million or somewhat. Look, just if you don't know, I got that makeup in stores. Go cop that Fenty. Blah blah blah. But yeah, it was chill. It was dope. It looked cool as far as aesthetic or whatever. But you know, it was a cool pregnancy reveal. You know what I'm saying? You know, it was cool. Hey man, it was fine.
You
know
saying
I mean?
A lot of accolades just to be saying it was cool.
I guess. Yeah, am I? I mean, look, I wasn't, it was all right. It was all right. It was cool.
She had the little makeup out there. You know what I'm talking about?
No, I like that. I like the flex of that. You know, like, and it was well curated. The aesthetic was cool, especially like with the platforms. A little reminiscent of Kanye, but how it like, how that one part, well, I think they're doing diamonds, and you see everything. And I'm curious about that moment. I was like, I wonder if that's a whole bunch of cell phone lights, and if so, is there some type of sign on the other side? It's like, yo, put up your cell phones or whatever, because it was like a uniform spectacle, or maybe they gave, you know, this is the Super Bowl, so maybe they gave everybody,
was on the seat, Holy's with the instructions,
up. Exactly.
That shit was on the big board, like, you know what I'm saying, shine your lights, you know what I'm saying, right, all them bitches came on. Not that they wouldn't normally, but you know, Super Bowl ain't leaving nothing to chance.
That's true. But yeah, salute though. Yeah, I appreciated it. You know, it was a good situation.
And you know, also got to give a shout out to, you know, Roc Nation and Jay-Z, who, you know, been curating the entertainment for the NFL for the past 3 years or so. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah. they've been on a good little streak as far as these performances are going. It's bugged out that after all the years that Pepsi had it, you know what I'm saying, Apple got it, you know, last year and this year, and, you know, seemingly able to put a lot into it, you know what I'm saying, and maximize the effort, you know what I'm saying? They dropped the news press conference on their platform, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
The music, of course, is streamed on their platform a lot, you know? So they like, that's a big win for that brand, you know what I'm saying? Because they're going to win on all of the levels of the performance. So the sponsorship or whatever it is makes sense that, you know, it ain't like, hey, we are motherfucking crypto.com and we sponsoring the whole shit. You know what I mean? Pepsi will, you know, they'll win, you know, for later people going to the store. But the Apple sponsorship means they winning immediately, leading up to it, before it, after it. All of the streams that come after it, they winning. So that was, you know, it's becoming a smarter marketing play as the years go on.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's interesting, too, to think about that fact that Roc Nation is doing that and then Apple Music is the partner and not Tidal.
I think he sold Tidal. Like,
did he? Yeah. All the way?
Yeah, I think he sold Tidal.
Oh, I didn't know that. Well, I saw that they did that. I know they had that exclusive interview with him the day after the Grammys on Tidal, so I thought he might have still had some type of investment on there.
He might. Well, maybe, but not, I'm not sure. The bag is the bag, man. Shit. You know when to stand down.
You know when to stand down.
Shit.
Yeah, man. They've been rocking it. They definitely been dominating the conversation as far as expectation, at least as along, you know, amongst my people, the people that I know, you know what I'm saying? It's definitely brought back some excitement to the Super Bowl halftime show, you know. So, yeah, salute to them. That's fire.
Yeah.
That's fire. I'm curious who's going to do it next year.
Yeah.
Go ahead. What you about to say? You found out?
Yeah, Square. Square agreed to pay $297 million for majority ownership in June 2022. So they own 86% of it. So he probably still got a cut in it. So it's still a win, because the other half of the streams that ain't gonna go on YouTube and Apple, Tidal gonna win too. On the stream side,
yeah,
you know.
That's what it is. That's what's up.
Niggas will stream where they pay the bill.
I feel like, I don't know if I'm in the minority, but I get my shit off of Apple Music. I'm an Apple Music person. A lot of people who fuck with Spotify. What you use?
I use Apple Music. I use Spotify for playlist, and you know what I'm saying? They have a better algorithm as far as choosing music, I felt.
Go ahead.
Interestingly, I felt like Tidal had the best algorithm in choosing black music sometimes. But they played me, dog. I had to let them go. You know what I'm saying? They put the gun to me. I was like, oh, y'all just gonna rob me? All right.
What you mean? I think you spoke about this before, but
yeah, I spoke about it. But what happened was, you know, I had been on title for a few years, you know what I'm saying? And I'm like, shit, gonna support the black man. And then, you know, it was on auto pay, like, you know what I'm saying? And then 1 month, the shit came up, you know. Hey, you need to check your payment, da 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 da. I'm like, what the fuck y'all talking about? This shit on auto pay. And so I go in, and then, you know, I go in, check the card, everything looked good, and then it was like resubscribe or whatever the fuck the terminology was. You hit resubscribe, and then it's asking you for $5 more a month. It went from $9.99 to $14.99. And I'm like, come on, man. So y'all gonna unsubscribe me. You know what I'm saying? Even though it's already on the auto pay. And then on the resubscribe, you want $5 more a month. That's $60 a year. Come on, man.
Mm-hmm.
In Boosie voice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not that it was a big number, but at least announce, okay, we're gonna go up. You know what I'm saying? Send a little message. Yeah. I know you're used to the $9.99, but starting June 2022, nigga, we gonna go up. Nah, it wasn't like that.
Right.
That shit was like, yeah, check your payment. Surprise, nigga. $5 more. Nah. I was like, you know what? Fuck that, nigga.
Yeah. And a lot of these places don't really have no true customer service interface.
Nah.
So you just asked out. You emailing it to a void, or ain't even if you chat and it's a robot, it's nobody with no real name that's gonna speak to, you know, oftentimes. Yeah, man.
So
I had title up for a little bit off the somebody shot me one of them free, you know what I mean? a few months of subscription. I enjoyed it. I didn't get into it as much because I was so already established within Apple Music from iTunes that like I'd often forget, oh right, let me go over here to title, right? You know what I mean? It wasn't organic. Right. I've done the Spotify. I've never paid for Spotify, but I have heard that Spotify is probably, from what I hear, is one of the best as far as discovery goes. Like, they good, their algorithm, they'll put you on to some other shit.
Right.
But
Discovery, Spotify got it. Tidal had it knowing what the shit to play next. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it would be like, sometimes they'd be like in the deep cuts, like, damn, nigga, how you knew? You know what I'm saying? You be playing some Miami shit, like some Barry White or some shit, and then they'll go to some other shit from Miami. You're like, wait a minute now. Usually it kind of stick to the artist. But they kind of had that regional thing kind of in their algorithm to where, yeah, we know people who usually play this going to play this. You know what I'm saying? I was like, damn, this nigga, this shit got this shit smooth.
A real DJs in there.
Yeah, these niggas know. And
fire.
And that be the part about all these little apps and shit is the cultural algorithm to it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if they start involving real people who from the places or studying, you know what I'm saying, know how to study these cultural algorithms, I think it'll be a lot better.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's coming along. It's coming along. It's starting to become a little bit more human, a little bit more grounded, a little bit more, you know, what's the word? You know, just it has some feel to it. It doesn't feel like just an algorithm. It's less zeros and ones, and it's a motherfucker on the ones and twos. So you know what I mean? Shit. What else is good with you, man?
Ah, man, shit, man. Just out here in the world, man. Like I said, I'm just trying to find my balance. You know what I'm talking about? I've been talking about that shit, split my mind and all that type shit. But I'm getting closer to, you know what I'm saying, the place I want to be. You know what I'm saying? As far as how I work. You know what I mean? And how I build from here, you know? Because, of course, you can never get comfortable and you can't, you know, you ain't at the space where you're riding off into the sunset yet. So you got to make sure you trying to keep your momentum and build off your momentum. And so I'm now at a place where I could move both sides, you know what I'm saying? Still baby steps on one side, but it's encouraging to be like, yeah, okay, I could see it again. You know what I'm saying? Because your mind, you be pointed so far in one direction that you can't see the thing that's really driving you, because you're engaged in the day-to-day things that you're doing. So now that I can see what's driving me again, I'm like, okay, I remember. Let's go. So that's where I'm at with it right now. And that feels good because, you know, I feel like I have this thing that I want to do that can help fill in some of the gaps that I don't think nobody is targeting yet. And, you know, we always, you know, have things that we complain about, and it's always the extremes. Yeah, this is how America is and society is. How do we fix that? This is media, and media only shows these types of things about black people. Everybody's attacking the extremes. And I'm like, shit, we need to chop down some of these things that's right in the next step. You know what I'm saying? In the step after that. So that, you know, as a whole, more people will start just seeing the humanity as far as just on some everyday shit. Because I don't think people see black people for their humanity on their everyday shit. You know what I'm saying? Even black people themselves, it's like you look at the extremes. And it's like a lot of fights you see on Twitter and shit like that, people going back and forth. Ain't no black love no more. And then people don't even get married no more. People don't even want to do that no more. And the numbers might suggest that, you know what I'm saying, that thing is on a decline. But you still see people in relationships. There's still people, you know what I'm saying, in real life, you see people want to be in them. You know what I mean? But if you read the Twitter, everybody a city girl or a passport, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck it. But, you know, and that's a thing, but it's almost like it's not the whole thing. And if you're looking at, and I ain't talking about doing nothing in relationships. That was just an example. You know what I'm saying? Of judging extremes versus the everyday. So.
Yeah, man. Well, hopefully at some point you could, you know, I don't know if you could share a little bit of it at this point, but, you know, I agree with you in the way that it seems like there's definitely a need for nuance, right? And I think that I was watching, he's not black, but I was watching Marc Maron's latest comedy special. And the second half, I really fuck with the second half a lot. Like, just kind of the subject matter that he's dealing with and just how he kind of threaded the needle on some of these topics. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot about grief and, you know, just heavy shit. And I know as a comic, I'm sure that was a lot to work out to get that chunk to really land. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I've been watching a lot of specials and shit like that as of late. Sometimes I just had this thought, like, subtlety, nuance, like, there's a lot of that in black culture in real life. Mm-hmm. Like you said, humanity. It's a lot of that. Like, just, you could say so much with so little. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Just a glance, just the, you know, like a noise, and you know what I'm saying? Anything, mm-hmm. certain, you know, like, you know, all of that, like, it can mean so much. But sometimes in the performance, you know, in the arts, on screen, on stage, you know, on Twitter, that doesn't always get a lot of attention, or it doesn't, I don't want to say I'm going to get a lot of attention, may not yield as much engagement, mm-hmm. you know? Like, it feel like, you know, it's got to be a hot take. This take got to be hot. So, mm-hmm. or it's got to be extreme. Like you said, motherfuckers don't, black people don't love no more. Like, that's right. too absolute. Like, we know that's not the truth.
Right.
But that shit's going to get retweeted, you know, because it's, you know, somebody with, like, a little bit more nuanced summation of the, you know what I mean, the fucking, you know, black love, it might feel a little sleepy, you know? And I think that there's this thing where, like, sometimes there's this thing where, like, if your shit ain't super duper dynamic, that ain't black shit. That shit ain't affecting, you know. You know what I mean? Like, nah, nigga, that ain't it. You know what I'm saying? And it could be limiting. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be limiting. And it could be like, people could be reluctant to be like, well, now, you know, shit, I don't want to come out here to lose.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because the loss is going to make a lot of noise.
Right.
But, you know, to your point, like, I think there could be more that, and I don't want to speak for you, but like you said, the humanity, and I'm looking at that shit sometimes. It's like the quieter moments or the less, I don't say exploited, but not the, there's so many cliches that we've seen
right.
over and over and over. And it's just like, okay, black people, I have them do this, have them do that.
Right.
That's black people, you know? And it's like, there's a lot
right.
in that spectrum that could have been pulled upon, and it don't always happen. So right.
you got about 3-4 locations for blacks in movies. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh. Shit. Yeah. Yeah.
Most of them, you club actually scene. Doing something. Russell, you doing something. You know what I'm saying? You working your ass off. You dancing your ass mm-hmm. off. Or you fucking your ass off. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or you slaving your ass off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that's about it. You know what I'm saying?
It's always your AC on high. You know what I mean? Like, that shit ain't never on just, you know, sometimes it could be on eco-friendly or fan only. Nah, nigga, I need all the BTUs.
All of them. And your
yeah,
engine light man. On.
right. Come on now. Shit. We need steaks.
Yeah. So it's just like that, man. And then the more, you know, the more I see, like, older concepts, you know what I'm saying, starting to gain steam, stuff you may have put out in the world, just your own part of the world, and you see it start to connect with other ideas and grow, you know what I'm saying? The more you know, all right, just put it out there. It don't matter. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter if you get credit. You know, people are like, yo, they took it. Man, fuck all that. You know what I mean? At this point, like, you're going to get credit for something, but you don't have to get credit for all the shits all the time. But what you wanted to do is make it work. And when you start to see it work, it's like, oh, shit, that shit is actually really something. I thought it was just an idea in my head, but it might be actually something, you know? It's like we remember we talked about Frolic. That shit was probably about 5 years ago.
Yeah, you see a little bit of Frolic in it.
There's a whole lot of, it's a little Frolic movement going on, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, yes, black sir. People don't get the Frolic. Now niggas is frolicking on the internet like a motherfucker.
I seen Frolic merch.
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's a thing that people at the time I felt like didn't know they needed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But shit, nigga, we need a license to just chill. You know what I'm saying? It's like a lot of times, you know, we think we gotta, you know, take big breaks in order for it to mean something. Like, shit, I had to go on a vacation all the way around the world. But sometimes the vacation is the 30 minutes after work where you just, you know what I'm saying, or 30 minutes during work where you just zone out in your own space, in your own mind, and just feel like, okay, I'm good, I'm back now, get back to it. So there's a lot of concepts in that lane that I want to explore for the rest of my time here, and that's what I'm going to do.
There you go. There you go. Well, shit. Can't wait to see it, you know? Speaking of black entertainment, man, I got to co-star on an episode of Harlem.
Nigga.
On Amazon Prime.
My wife told me that.
Yeah, man.
I'm
like,
this nigga ain't even say nothing about this shit.
Nah, nigga. I don't always say shit every week.
for 2.5 hours every week, nigga.
I know. But I like the pop-up. I like that. shit, nigga. You know, I like that shit. I like the Leo pointing at the screen moment. But that was a good time, man. I had a good-ass time out there, man. We shot that shit back in July. You know what I'm saying? It was hot than a motherfucker. But it was a good time on set. A lot of fun. Shout out to what's my homegirl's name? Shout out to Shaniqua Shandai, who plays Angie. Who, first of all, I was already a fan of the show. I liked the show. I fucked with it. It was funny, and she probably is my favorite out of the four.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I just like her character, and her real life personality is real cool. She was chill. Shout out to Lil Rel. Shout out to Al Teron. Shout out to my man Jonathan August. You know, he's played the brothers, and we were all named after black singers. I don't know if that was caught, like when you watch it or whatever, but it was. I played Luther. I think one was Marvin. Somebody was Stevie. Somebody was, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. It was just like a little Easter egg type shit. Sherry Shepherd was out there. That shit was cool to chop it up with her.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Mimi Valdez, you know, EP on the show. Mimi was on set. Shawnee mm-hmm. Saxon was on set, you know. Ayanna Bird, Vibe alums. You know what I mean? Shout out to Bevy Smith. She wasn't on set, but she's in the show, obviously, and a consultant. Tracy Oliver, you know. Stacey Muhammad, who directed it.
Oh, you was in Stacey's
That's song? When I did kind of allude to that a couple weeks ago. I was like, yeah, I got to work with Stacey Muhammad. Yeah, man. So shit was real cool, man. I had a great time. It was real fun. It's funny. People are like, yo, did y'all shoot that really in Harlem or really in Staten Island? We shot that in Queens. You know what I'm saying? Not to fuck up to blow the fourth wall, but the shit was, it was what it was. It was a good ass time, though. I enjoyed myself. I had fun out there, you know? So, it was funny because I didn't watch it until today. Like, I was slow to watch the shit because I'm going to pick the whole shit apart, whatever the fuck. But it was cool. I felt good about it. I'm happy, you know? I'm just trying to keep on keeping on, keep moving.
You been getting any feedback?
Yeah, people was fucking with it. You know, more, you know, not a whole lot of, I don't know if it was any, like, critique yet, but, like, people was just happy to see a motherfucker. Oh, shit, I see you in the da-da-da-da-da. What I always like about these things, especially depending on what shows you pop up in, is if it's a show that people love, mm-hmm. you get a little bit of that love. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's shows I've popped up in shows that, like got strong fan bases, whether mm-hmm. it's Broad City, Harlem, fucking, what was my shit called? Oh man, my joint with John Turturro. Oh fuck, I don't know why I can't even think of it right in this moment, but I can't even think about it in this moment, but yeah, it's on HBO. Damn, it'll come to me because I get the residuals too. Mm-hmm. But you know, the people that fuck with it be like, nigga, I seen you when da 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 da. You know what I'm saying? So that shit. That shit feels good. But yeah, I had a good time. I would like to, every time I get an opportunity to act, I want to do it more because I want to be better at that shit. You know what I'm saying? And then also, I've said this before. I just like the set feels like a fucking a hive of creativity. Mm-hmm. There's so many people that it takes to make that shit work to come to fruition. It's a lot of motherfuckers and everybody has a role to play. So The Night Of was the show. But yeah, man, it was good. So, you know, salute to everybody. You know, it was a great time. I had fun. And if you haven't checked it out, it's episode 3, season 2, Harlem. Yeah.
Word, man. You got to promote, my nigga.
Yeah, nah, you right. As a matter of fact, shit, I'm gonna be in Pottstown, PA this fucking Saturday. I'm gonna be in Stone Harbor, New Jersey this Sunday. And tickets still available, so come on out. We need the people.
What episode was that?
Episode 3, season 2, episode 3.
You any more of them?
Nah, I ain't ain't it no more. Not anymore. But we was all joking like, shit, fuck around, it'd be a spinoff with the brothers.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, like, yeah, that shit would be fun. Yeah, yeah, so if that happens, shit, I'd be happy to be in that motherfucker. Yeah, hell yeah.
Come send a kite to meet me.
Put that in there. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. Like, oh, this nigga gonna promote. Let me, you know what I'm saying, write some more scenes for this motherfucker. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Targeted manifestation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's the best way. Like, shit.
Yeah, nah, it's true.
Nigga be sitting right next to the plug like, shit, yeah, I'm cool. You good? Yeah, I'm cool.
Yeah, you can't do that no more.
Yeah, man.
Oh, shit. Yeah, man. So that was that, you know.
That's big. That's big. Yeah, there's a lot of fam in that, around in and around that show, so.
Shit. Absolutely. It felt good on set too. Yeah. You're right.
You know what I'm saying?
What was I gonna say? Fucking, you know, as always in this 50 Cent universe, niggas will take a bye week on your ass
every so often.
You know what I mean? It's like, nah, I'm going to Super Bowl. I'm gonna relax. Y'all let y'all do what y'all do.
Unexpectedly.
Yeah, so yeah, it's always out the blue. It's expected but unexpected at the same time. Yeah. You feel like somebody waiting on their deadbeat parent to pick them up. You know what I mean? I ain't wanna just go with the dad. You know what I'm saying? There might be some deadbeat moms out there too, but that feeling of being dressed up with nowhere to go. Ooh wee, that is the worst. At 12:01, you're looking at the fucking Stars app. Nothing.
They can be out there standing in the front yard looking down the street for every car to hit the corner, kicking rocks, throwing rocks, get dark
old
on your
neighborhood
ass.
Like, yo, where you going?
The other parent be feeling sorry for you. Come on in, baby. You like, and then you at the window.
You ain't give up hope just yet. You ain't give up hope. Hard to go to sleep.
You be in the bed still listening for cars.
Shit. No, he ain't gonna do me like that. I know that. I know. Come on now.
Damn.
Oh, shit, man. Next day. Next day.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. My bad. You know, something came up. That was before cell phones sitting. Kids now, nigga, they'll text your motherfucking ass. FaceTime you.
Absolutely. FaceTime
you. Where you at? Let me see. Shit. Share your location.
Right. Drop a pin. Damn, you can't even get missing like you could back in the day. Drop a pin.
Hey, you gotta be more accountable. 23. Uh-huh. You gotta say what you mean what you say. Or live up to your lie, nigga.
When your parent get a flip phone, understand they about to be out your life. You know what I'm saying? Just got the clamshell. It is over. It's an open and shut fucking relationship. Sorry.
Okay. Sorry, old man.
I holler at you. Hey. Oh shit. Anyway, man, I didn't see. So BMF, there's not, and you're not watching Your Honor this season, huh? You never returned back to Your Honor ever. I thought you fucked with season one with the kid. I thought we talked about it. Nah.
What was it now? What show was that? What is it about?
That's with Bryan Cranston. That's the one that's in New Orleans. We talked about it.
I did see that shit.
Season two is not as traumatic. I mean, at this point so far, I still got a little bit of some bullshit, but it ain't like it came out in the first season. Mm-hmm. It's not as much of a trigger, but I've been watching it. I've really been watching it for the character that plays, the woman that plays the character, Big Mo, Andrine Ward-Hammond. She's been getting busy. I mean, I think everybody's performing well on there. Rosie Perez is on this season. I'm not feeling Bryan Cranston's hapless ass character, you know, and I like Bryan Cranston. He just I can't believe Walter White, you know what I'm saying? Or fucking, was it Bob Sacker? It wasn't Bob Sacker, man. What was his? Tom Watley from Seinfeld would be as goofy and like just fucking adrift as this Mike Desiato character he's playing. Like, he kind of annoys me a little bit. And then there's that woman, let me figure her name out, because she's killing that shit. Amy Landecker. No, not Amy Landecker. Shout out to Amy. She's doing her thing too. But there's this woman. What is her name? I can't find her name. She plays the wife. She plays the wife, and she plays this fucking, she plays this damn character so well. Like, I can't stand her. Mm-hmm. I hate her as a character. I can't find her name. But Hope Davis. Damn, yeah, her headshot got her in a different color hair, so I didn't even recognize her. Anyway, yeah, but it's been all right so far. But you ain't watching it, so, you know, there ain't no more to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no more to talk about. Oh, shit. Yeah, man. Anything else? Anything else? I mean, that's typically how we rounded all out of it with the BMF.
And man, as matter of fact, I thought you was rapping it when you really start promoting your shows. I was like, damn, what's this about shit. To me?
No. We here. We still vamping. We vamping right now. This motherfucker just hitting the motherfucking line. Yeah, we just ride it out.
We good.
We can transform. We can transform. All right, shit. Y'all already know. Thanks for listening. You know, it's always good to be here in your ear and shit. Until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
Get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.